Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not that skilled.
Okay, we got your back.
Here we go. Hey, welcome to
Eating Doritos now.
Welcome to We Want the Show. This is T. Martin. How coming at you? And I'm so happy to have my good friend here, Aaron, that is going to be my co-host tonight, in a way, because I want to talk to a girl named Sally Schlapp.
My real name's Devin.
Devin is her real name. Devon.
Mm-hmm.
We are here with her because this is the first time We Want the Show has ever had a family show. And we wanted to see if we could talk to you guys because I hear that you are related here to Aaron.
Yes, I'm his sister.
You're his older sister, right?
No, I'm the baby.
No, she's older than you, dude.
Everybody says that.
Well, in your mind.
He has a face like a baby's bottom doesn't mean that he's younger than me.
No, I was thinking more. I've actually never seen your face before. I was thinking about your mind.
Oh.
Talking to you before, I know for a fact that you're older than him.
No, I'm not.
So you're the baby. How many people are in your family?
Six.
There's four. Four kids, two adults. Two breeders, four offspring.
Two breeders, four offspring.
Probably.
All right. Were any of those offspring breeders?
Yes.
Were any of those offspring breeders?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which ones?
I have a 19-year-old daughter.
You have a 19-year-old daughter. Well, see, that's why you seem older. Kids age you, but
I don't know.
Or I do. Kids age you. I have three.
Whole life.
I have a 16-year-old. I have three kids. Mm. They age you. Mm. All right. So I heard that you like music.
Yeah, I have a bachelor's degree in music. I majored in music therapy.
All right. What when you were doing when you were creating yourself by putting yourself through all the education, what were you thinking you wanted to be?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm stoned and I have the munchies.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's not what you said when you were going through this education, but go ahead.
I have always had an affinity for music, and I was really good at the clarinet, and it paid my way, like, it got me into college and paid, like, most of my undergrad, except for, like, $8,000.
Wow. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely amazing.
She's good at clarinet, dude.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's actually good with money.
No, yeah, that too.
No, I'm not. I just, if it weren't for having a traumatic brain injury when I was a child and having...
Wow, there's a whole episode in itself.
Right. That's how I got through school for the most part. That's how I ended up not having to take out a whole, you know, I used that money to live on through college. So I was fortunate/unfortunate.
Well, I mean, you've got kids that, from what I've seen on the social media platform of the Facebook, you seem to be doing a good job.
I try.
So, well, I mean, it's to be noted, and I think that's a great thing because when you were a kid, were you not more rambunctious? I mean, did you not hang out at bands called? Hold on. You bring me that. What does that say?
Ungrateful. Oh, bitch killer.
Ungrateful. Mm-hmm.
Were you in a band, or did you ever watch the band called Bitch Killer?
I believe that I saw them at least once. Didn't I, Aaron?
I think so. When we played at the 37 Center down there off Oh, not bad. Yeah, I think you were there. I think Uncle Lee was there for that show too.
The 37 Center. Is that where you saw Deep 13 play?
No, I don't think I saw Deep 13 there. I saw Retribution there for sure.
Mm. Well, no, I was thinking, isn't that where Deep 13 played? Didn't it have a pool?
No, it was like the middle. The 37 Center was just like a rental space. It was like a rental garage.
Oh, wait a minute. The 37 Center, was that like out like a rental garage way out in the boon?
No, it was on old Frankfurt.
I think Deep 13 played at the 37 Center because we played in a rental garage before and somebody told me I sounded like a fat Mexican. And I said, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's been great. So you hung out at your brother's shows. How was that like? I gotta first ask, like, give me like a ballpark, like say like 3 to 4 or 4 to 5, you know what I mean? What's the ballpark between you guys?
What, how many years?
Oh yeah, you, but to don't, you know, just ballpark it. Don't give
four,
it an exact.
Four.
Four, like f- four to four to four to
four.
Six.
Four, four and a half.
Yeah.
Because he's January and I'm July.
He's pretty proud.
Yeah. No, I'm just I'm not. I'm not proud of that. I'm just trying to be accurate.
He's trying to.
Well,
be,
that's a good thing. He's anal. Accuracy is good. So now Devin, when you went, what was the craziest thing you ever saw at one of now you said you think you saw Bitch Killer once and I know I emphasize that because I think that's the stupidest name ever for a band. And I will say that right, and I've told your brother this to his face. Said I would have picked a different name.
I think, but it's awesome, brother, but go ahead.
Well, you gave me a very well-worded reason why you called it that. And so I understood, you know, 20 years later. I was like, all right, cool. It's not that I never liked your brother, because I've always loved your brother.
I think
I remember I remember going once I was in Lexington and I was dodging one girl while trying to date another one. And went in to the only place I knew where to go. Aaron's house. Because I had never been there before in my life, but I had his address thanks to multiple things on... his bands have been in multiple arenas of knowledge. He's kind of a legend.
And okay.
Yeah, okay. So,
no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. He really is. I'm fully aware of everything that's going on, and how that Steve Gwynn has even told me that this man here, he suffers greatly from depression.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what's great about this. The man is doing something about it. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So
what you got to do? You got to do something about it in order to battle it. Believe me, I suffer from depression myself. And I understand completely.
Suffer from it. I relish in it.
Oh, well, that's... See? And everyone is just snowflake. I'm serious. Everyone is so different. We like to lump everyone in the same category, but everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
In a whole 100%. That's why I was trying to figure out what was the craziest thing you ever saw at your big brother of 4 years.
At what?
Four and a half. That stood out in your mind.
Goodness, that's a hard question. My brother has. Well, it's my brother has a better
just,
memory.
Just try than to me. try to PG it as much as you can.
PG it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't have to say like curse words or have any like name drops or anything like that. But you know, just like the general idea.
I do have a potty mouth. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's okay. Having a potty mouth is A-okay.
Let's see. I just think in general, nothing really sticks out, but just in general, like drunken punk rockers screaming, jumping around, and
so everyone.
Yeah. And let's see.
There was a reason Straight Edge wasn't big in Lexington.
I'm trying to think.
Most of the show. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know, Aaron. You remember what?
No, go ahead. Say it, Devin. I want you to say what you felt. The best show with him. Like your best memory.
My best memory. Does it happen?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. No, I didn't want to. I hope you didn't think I was like the worst. The best memory. The best memory you have of going to your big brother's show. And the guy is a legend.
Well, you know, honestly, I always just felt like the little sister. I didn't ever feel like I fit in at those shows, even though that's what punk rock's really all about.
kind of, yeah.
But I can tell you a memory, and I don't know if Aaron was at this show or not.
Aaron, well, that would detract from the question.
I know, right?
Dodging.
I know.
Yes, you cannot dodge this any longer.
I just have a shock
the audience. We want the show.
We want the show. Now you're making me feel like an asshole.
No, well, okay. Well, first of all, then we want the show wants to apologize. Because that is not our intention at all.
I know. I'm just.
Because I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And that's the last thing we want any guest to feel.
Well, you know, I'm sorry you're out of luck because I feel uncomfortable all of the time.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you don't even have to try. Like, it's already happening.
It's okay. No one's a lost cause.
That is very true. If you'd seen any of my exes, you would understand completely.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess the Facebook is out there.
Yeah. Okay.
I could probably look them up.
I'm trying to think of particular shows that I saw my brother play.
Just a bit, the best one, the one that you actually got served when you were underage, or you got you know, something like that's cool, like somebody like, you know, hung out with you and talked to you the whole night or something like that.
Let's see.
Aaron's gone now. Son of a mother.
Really? Wonder. I was waiting for it.
No, hold on. Don't move. Don't move. You keep talking.
You've got a better memory. Now I'm going to eat some Doritos.
No, it's all right. Crunch loud. Hey, crunch in a beat like.
They're delicious.
You're getting close, man. Get closer to the mic. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh.
I feel like I'm having I feel like I'm having some weird kind of phone sex.
On the air, ladies and gentlemen. On the air. I just sent a thing to your brother to get him on. I think his phone might have died, But this has been absolutely amazing. If he comes on in the next 30 seconds, we will keep going. If not, Devin. Miss.
Yes.
Miller.
Miss Miller, that's what the kids call me. Or Miss Devin.
Miss Miller.
That's right.
You have been amazing.
Oh, are you ending it already?
Well, I want to have both of you on.
I know.
Would you like to come back?
I would love to come back.
We want the show.
Yeah, this is great.
You wanna, okay, well, man, can you do me a favor and say, we want the show real loud and fun?
We want the show.
There you go.
Yeah, we need the show. We got to have that show.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it. It's been real.
I appreciate you, man. You have been awesome. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Hey, check us out at We Want the Show or at We Want the Show 1 on Twitter. And WeWantTheShow.com. Sorry, my assistant just told me I needed to say that.
All right. So. Have a good one.
You too, buddy.
Bye.